Well, they call it sexy, not sexual. And this week it comes to Sydney as the grand final of Miss Burlesque Australia. 11 women from around the country will be competing for that title. Burlesque became popular in Europe and in Britain as early as the 17th and 18th centuries. It was introduced to the US during the 1860s by Lydia Thompson and her troupe, British Blondes. And in the last 5 years, the art form has made a comeback here in Australia. In Melbourne, burlesque boot camps are being run. Women are being taught to use comedy, parody and their sexuality on stage. Burlesque performances aren't quite circus and they're not just striptease either. In fact, they're a little bit of everything. Cassandra Atkins is a co-organiser of Miss Burlesque Australia and Danica Lee is one of the finalists this weekend. Cassandra, Danica, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Cassandra, to you first, how do you define burlesque?
Well, that's a difficult question. Burlesque is entertaining, it's funny, it's sexy, and it doesn't cross the line. It's just amazing, really. It's glamorous. It's everything every woman, well, most women, want to do and wish they could do, and they can, but some just don't get enough confidence to do it, obviously, but it's just really beautiful. It's all takes you back to like that Hollywood glam back in the 1920s and the 60s, you know, Marilyn Monroe and mm-hmm. the diamonds and the beautiful feathers and, you know, the movies that you watched when you were a little girl and you wished that you could be up on stage. And this is what these girls are doing now. They're going back.
Why do you think it's made a comeback in Australia over the last 5 years? What made it popular again?
I don't know. Can you answer that question, Danica?
Well, I think it's probably for the same reasons it became popular in the early 1920s and 30s, is people are looking for something a bit different. People are just looking for simple entertainment. They don't want to have to sit down and think about what's being presented in front of them. It's slapstick, it's easy to get, and, you know, it's raucous entertainment. More often than not, an audience will leave, you know, with their sides hurting from laughter. And I think that's what they need right now, just a good belly laugh.
Slapstick and raucous. Danica, I had a bit of a exquisite video of your act, or one of your acts anyway, on YouTube. There's plenty of feathers in it, as Cassandra told us, but it's pretty sexy. It's sexy rather than funny, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Look, there are various types of burlesque. I think perhaps the video you saw may have been more of a classical burlesque style, which is sort of what I specialise in, but mm-hmm. There are so many performers in Sydney and Australia that do what we call neo-burlesque. And this is burlesque that focuses on a message or a story, and more often than not, a hell of a lot of comedy. And this is where you're going to see the girls doing some pretty crazy stuff.
And on the weekend, when you get judged in this competition, do you have to do all those genres? Do you have to do your traditional and your neo?
Yes, they have to do three different genres in the state finals, and they pick their top two for the grand final. So they start off with their classic, which is your 1920s, your 18th century bump and grind, your tassel 12s and your feather fans. Then their next section is neo, which is your 1960 to now, your more modern burlesque, which it has to have a storyline or it has to be funny. They're actually marked out of 10 on those two sections. Then there's their unique, which is their own interpretation of burlesque. So like Danica said, there are about 10 to 20 different styles of burlesque. You can't just go to one burlesque show and say, oh, I didn't like that, because there's so many different styles.
And Danica, why do you do it? Because, as you know, the bump and grind that Cassandra's talking about there, let's face it, an element of it is the striptease. What is the thrill in that for you? Is it the theatre, the performance, or is it getting up and taking your clothes off in front of people?
Well, it's definitely not getting up and taking my clothes off in front of people. That's probably the more terrifying moment in the routine. The first time I had to do it, I was really scared. For me, I have more of a theatre background. I studied performing arts and things like that through high school, and have some training in what, you know, the old commedia dell'arte, which is the Italian characterization, mm-hmm. performance and things like that. And I have a big interest in character performing, so burlesque incorporates a lot of that stuff. And, you know, I've always wanted to be up on stage, and so I'm not tall enough to be a model, and I'm not skinny enough to be an actress. So I thought, hell, why not be a burlesque dancer?
Okay, and Cassandra, what kind of audiences are coming to burlesque performances in terms of numbers? And also, is it a mixed audience? Is it a male-only or primarily male or female?
I actually think the majority is actually female. Definitely. It'd be at least 70 to 80% of the audience would be female.
And are they there to sort of, you know, admire or desire, or are they there because they'd like to be up there doing it?
I don't think it's about desiring. I think it's about being entertained. Like, everyone likes to be entertained, and it's a form of entertainment that's come back, and people are sick and tired of reality TV shows on the TV, and, well, what else can you do for entertainment? Let's go to a burlesque show.
Yeah, I think everyone has their own reasons for why they go to see burlesque. You know, you could ask 10 people and you'd probably get a different response from all of them.
All right. Well, good luck on the weekend, Danica. You'll miss Burlesque New South Wales, I think, vying for this competition.
That's right. Go the Blues.
For this award. Cassandra, Danica, thank you very much for joining us. Cassandra Atkins and Danica Lee. And Miss Burlesque Australia is on this Saturday night in Sydney at the Enmore Theatre in Enmore. 11 women from around the country vying for the title Miss Burlesque Australia.